This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's face the music here. It's time for us to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. It's the DJV program's overview of the hot hits of News Talk Radio this week, courtesy of the list that is developed by Talkers Magazine. This is an ancillary hour featuring the voices of the people on the DJV program with our thoughts about the stories. Included in the list of people talking on the air this week, Jennifer Horn is with us, Jay Kirshner, and Chuck Curry, who's back for a repeat performance, a command performance, because he did so fabulously well with his comments and thoughts last week. We thought we'd invite him back again. Victoria's not here, so we've got Jennifer, Jay, and Chuck, and me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview, first of all, of the charts from this past week, the week of August 9th to the 13th. At number 10, all of the hoopla about Jeopardy, yeah, the TV show, number 10. California Recall, number 9, hooray, get rid of Newsom. Oops, wait a minute, that's an editorial comment, and I'll hold on to that until we go through
You're
the
pining.
List. Yes, right. 8 on the list is immigration situation, the border situation, etc. Our relationship with China in number 7. Some people are thinking that the Chinese may be mixing it up with the Afghanistanis to cause problems for us. Suppose anything's possible, right? Number 6, the heat wave and the fires, what's going on the West Coast especially, but there are fires in other countries there, like Greece has horrible fires going on. Number 5, can you vote? And if you can't vote, how do you prove who you are? That's one of the sticky wicket questions being discussed now. Continuously, it seems like it's going on and on and on. Social media and censorship. Jay's going to talk about that. That's number 4. Mr. Cuomo getting the zut, as they say, or taking a pipe himself, no longer governor of New York. And the economy and infrastructure, that bill, what it's going to do to inflation numbers, we'll see about that. We'll talk about it. And certainly number 1 is COVID. On the people list, Mike Richards, new host seemingly of Jeopardy. Gavin Newsom, soon to be the ex-governor of California. Right, Jennifer? Rah, rah, shish, kumbah.
I hope.
Ella French. Okay, so Ella French and Lori Lightfoot, this is where I want to start. I've sort of forgotten. I know I've heard the names this week, but I couldn't tell you why. Why? Who are those two
Ella
people?
French is the young woman, the police officer who was murdered over the weekend in Chicago, and it was just doing a traffic stop and was shot and killed. Her partner still remains in critical condition, and Lori Lightfoot is the mayor of Chicago, who is now singing a much different
tune. Got the right last name, Lightfoot. She's a lightweight, as far as I can see.
After spending months, maybe more than that, talking about defunding the police in Chicago, she went to the hospital. She was not invited by the family of the officer that remained in critical condition after that traffic stop, and she insisted that she was going to go and visit. When she did, the police officers guarding that room all turned their back on Lori Lightfoot. It was a really dramatic moment, and of course, it was picked up by cameras, and now she has changed her tune this week, saying that she wants to refund the police. Now, what that means, in what way she wants to refund the police.
She's a phony politician. She is
I think, and what's happened this week is that she started blaming guns for the problem and for the death of Ella French. And look, I think there's always a conversation to be had about what we can do better when it comes to guns, but those police officers didn't turn their back on a gun. They turned their back on Lori Lightfoot because her policies are failing. Chicago, they're failing.
It's a horrible, horror show. How do these more and more, the more stimulating question here maybe is, when you look around the country at the lack of really good people, Boston's about to have a mayor. Marty Walsh, who'd been the mayor of Boston last 2 or 3 years, became the Secretary of Labor, and his replacement is a woman who was on the city council, who's a horror show. And now you look, let's go to New York.
Is that the acting mayor of Boston?
Yeah. horror
well,
show.
I'll say one nice thing about her. Yeah. She said that she's not doing vaccine mandates because she thinks it's racist, which is what it feels like to me. She thinks it's like asking people for your papers.
Interesting.
Which I think
yeah, it
people
is.
Have
yeah.
forgotten about, right?
Yeah, right. She has not established her, let's say, her credentials at the moment are lacking. And you look around the country at Blasio in New York, what a horror show he is. The mayor of Los Angeles is another jerkleburger. Where is there a good mayor? Frankly, where is there a good politician? Where is there somebody who really knows how to manage a city or a state or the
you
country?
Know who I like, but I know you guys don't agree, but I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's doing a great job in Florida.
He's too much of a political opportunist, though, Jennifer.
Okay, all are
not
politicians.
Bad. I know,
I mean,
but it's...
You're asking for a good politician, so let's look at their output. And
no, I was asking
output,
for a good mayor or a good manager more than anything else. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I think that he's done a good job managing his state.
Okay. All right, anybody else got thoughts about that? Chuck Curry in Pennsylvania. Who can you identify as a good, solid, strong leader who's a politician in your state? Got a name?
I got to give some thought to that. But I would just interject and say I think one of the biggest issues is that we need more politicians who have some center thought to interpret different viewpoints from both sides and get each other to come to the middle, because I think that's where the conversation should be, and I think that's ultimately where the solution does
wouldn't
lie.
Wouldn't that be
I
nice?
Think, yeah, but I do believe we need to get to that point to resolve many of these issues, because I think just about everything we'll discuss on this top 10 countdown list always comes to the same fact. You have fractions from one side to the next that draw a hard line in the sand and ultimately can't come to the table to have some sort of reasonable thought to get something done and a solution solved.
Right. Yep. All right, so then, you know what? Maybe we should cancel the countdown for this week and talk about your favorite ice cream. Anybody want to do that? We might get
that's like picking your favorite kid, though. I mean, how can you pick your favorite ice cream?
I only have one kid, though.
That's
true.
Yeah, we got to go with favorite ice cream by brand.
Jay's got one child as well, so Max number one. So, Jay, you're in Memphis. I'm sorry, you're in Nashville. Yeah. And so where are there good, can you point to somebody that's either in Nashville or in Tennessee that's a good, strong, solid leader that isn't always...
I thought you were going to ask me about like a really good local ice cream place. I had a hard answer for that one.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Jenny's ice cream is amazing. As far as politicians, no, they all suck. The ones on the left don't only want to focus on left things. The ones on the right only want to focus on right things. Like Chuck was saying, why can't we just get somebody who wants to work with other people to come up with better solutions that fit multiple categories? I'm so tired of this,
I can tell you that,
this left versus right stuff.
The ruling class is using team sports in politics, and I believe there is a ruling class. So you know, these people who go into Washington, D.C., or even into local government, and then
in
just
both
stay
parties.
There.
In
yeah,
both
of course,
parties.
Of course. Yeah, the, I mean, the ruling class is a class. It's not
that
necessarily...
Old fossil Mitch
McConnell's, Mitch McConnell's
a great
in there. Nancy
time.
Pelosi, Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
They've all, the people who just go to work as politicians for their job instead of because they want to help things. I think all of those people distract us with the team sports of politics, because if we can hate each other, we'll never get anything done. So I think the dirty secret is the reason that we get so involved with, oh, well, we can't talk to this person, or living in our own echo chambers, because no one really wants to get anything done.
I don't want
they
to
are
talk
making
to her.
Money
She's
off
a
of
Republican.
The status quo.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we'll get some stimulating conversation out of the people list. Rudy Giuliani, there's something, he's number seven this week. There's something about, and Mike Lindell, something about Giuliani's son, if I remember correctly. Didn't you tell me he was running for something?
He's running for governor of New York, but the reason that Giuliani is on the list, along with Mike Lindell, is that Dominion, which is the voting system that was used in many states, I think 21 or 22 states during the 2020 election, is suing a whole slew of people. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, Fox News, Newsmax, One America News, pretty much conservative outlets that questioned the technology of the Dominion system during the 2020 election. And this company is deep. It's ingrained very deeply. It's hard to figure out where it operates from and how it operates, but they're fighting back legally, and they had an opportunity for a judge who was appointed by Trump to throw it out, but they said that there is a basis or grounds for a defamation lawsuit. So that's where they're headed.
All right, so that's that. All right, we'll move into Marjorie Taylor Greenland. See what I did there? In a matter of moments here, 16 past the hour in the Talk Radio Review.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
All right, so here we are at 18 at the hour, Talk Radio Review with Chuck Curry and Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. So number 7 on the people list is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Rand Paul. Both of them got suspended. Why? From Twitter this week. Same stuff? Or is it different?
Different. So it's just, could Twitter try something new? I mean, I'm so tired of hearing about Marjorie Taylor Greene getting suspended from Twitter. It was her opinion that got her suspended, which is not Twitter's job to make decisions on. She said the vaccines are not working. Now, there was a story that came out this week as a companion that said the Biden administration...
She said that?
Yeah, that was her tweet. The vaccines are not working. And then she was taken down from Twitter. Well, look, if people are living or dying by the medical advice being handed out by Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, that is, I think, their prerogative. The story that came out this week is that the vaccine, the antibodies that you're getting from the vaccine are not lasting as long as originally thought. So there is sort of some truth based in what she said. Now, is that how she means it? Who knows? Probably not. She likes to get the headlines. But is it Twitter's job to say, you know what, that's a terrible opinion?
So,
and then if that is their job, why aren't they equally applying it to everybody who has an unsavory opinion on Twitter?
I would ask you the question is, what is disinformation and who should...
In my mind, there is no one who is set to be an arbiter of it. I think Twitter and Facebook should be operating as free speech platforms, and people should be able to say what they want, and just equally across the board. There's no reason that the Ayatollah in Iran should have a Twitter profile and President Trump should not. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So I think you got to put everything up there, or you look like a hack, and you look like you're operating
narrative. What's real. They've created a narrative based on their own political realities. So YouTube suspended Rand Paul after he posted a video on masks, so there's another suspension, and why can't he say what he wants to say, even though,
and he's,
you know,
saying, and he's saying,
all
look, Rand Paul, some days I want to hug him and some days I want to kick him, right? Rand Paul says a lot of this stuff, but he says, fight back against the mandate because this is only the beginning of a slippery slope. And quite frankly, I think he's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I'll go along with you there. All right, we'll continue a matter of moments. Hold on, 21 after the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, and at this point in each hour of the regular DJV program, we go to Jay Kirshner for trending items, and so our countdown review doesn't vary from that, if you will, formula. So Jay's here to go through the answers from some of our listeners to questions that we posted on the various DJV social sites. So what's the first question, Jay?
Well, talking on terms of social media, should social media platforms be silencing their users under any circumstances? And if you believe so, tell us what some of those circumstances are. And Greg Somm says these are private companies, not a government. They absolutely can control who has a say on their forums. If users don't like it, they can take their business somewhere else. Free Enterprise 101.
So that's free enterprise 101. I like that.
That is true. I mean, I don't think anybody can argue that they're private companies, but the way that I would kind of combat that is that they no longer operate as private companies. They sort of are operating as utilities now. So imagine if Verizon said that conservatives can't make phone calls, so then I couldn't call Chuck anymore. I couldn't call Chuck Curry. I couldn't call Jay Kirshner because they say, well, conservatives, people who voted for Trump, they can't make phone calls anymore. Okay. Well, you're a private company, but you're still a utility. So I think there's gray area where when it comes to the social media platforms.
Well, and Jeremy Wood kind of agrees with that statement, too. So his stance is no, even though they are private companies, they're a form of media and should not be able to silence people or things that they just don't like. Too many of these companies feel way too almighty and will probably just keep getting worse with it.
All right. So who else looks like, the comments can continue. If you'd like to comment, help yourself to any of our accounts, right, Jay? Twitter?
Yeah. DJV Show is our handle on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. So here's another question about requiring proof of vaccination of businesses. What are people saying about that?
Winfield Jeremy says, I think the Nazis did similar things. Then again, the Democrat Party isn't too far off. Are they doing this all? Are they doing this for all vaccines, or is it just for the COVID vaccine?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny. Okay, what else? What other comments have you got there?
Lenny Skibnicki chimes in. I think making a mandate requirement by the government for businesses to abide by is absolutely wrong. If they are that worried about the virus, they should, quote unquote, highly suggest businesses require proof to enter, which would be at their discretion. I've had it with the government overreach. People should decide for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that, do we all, I kind of think that's what we're thinking, and that's what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't like the idea of mandating who you can do business with and who you can't, but I'd be a hypocrite to say that businesses can't decide how they want to run themselves, because I think you get to choose who you want to do business with if you're a private company. That being said, what's happening in most of these cities is that the city is coming in, the local municipality is coming in, like in New York or like in San Francisco, and saying no business can operate unless they become vaccine checkers. And I think that's a really bad place mm-hmm. to put businesses in, because businesses want to sell stuff or sell a service and not necessarily get into the medical business of looking at people's
yeah.
vaccine status.
How do you know that the vaccination card is authentic? I mean, I never,
exactly.
when I got vaccinated, I mean, mm-hmm. they're giving you a thick piece of paper that you put in your wallet. I got to tell you, when I got vaccinated and I got that piece of paper I put in my wallet, I really didn't think very much of it, and I never really gave it much comparison to my driver's license.
Well, on social media, there's always these ads for these bracelets that you can order that have your vaccine status, and it's like, now you don't have to worry about carrying your card around. Well, anybody can just order one of those vaccine bracelets, and just because you have a bracelet doesn't mean a business is going to acknowledge it. But the government
Thanks
needs to
the
back
tip.
The F off. Like, the government really needs to just focus on what they need to focus on and let business owners do their own thing,
well, that's
whatever
the problem.
That may be.
The government gets involved in so much stuff that's everywhere, and they penetrate into all of our lives in ways that are pretty nonsensical, and yet we let them do it. And then I think the millennials are the worst. They seem to have the least understanding of what's going on in government. They didn't learn civics in school, so they
yes,
let
they
all
did.
This stuff
You're
go
thinking
on.
Of Gen Z.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking it's 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Afghanistan Provisional Government has failed. At least three people were killed Monday at the Kabul airport amid Taliban takeover in the city. The Taliban overran the capital city of Kabul over the weekend as President Biden stayed on vacation. The Taliban are now the 35th largest air force in the world, thanks to U.S. assets left behind. Former ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker on Bloomberg TV last week says the Afghan government will not survive.
It is beyond disingenuous for the president to say now we've made all these inputs and that's up to them to fight for their own country when he embraced the process and he owns it lock, stock, and barrel, guaranteeing that the government would probably not survive.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior al-Qaeda operatives. The death toll from Haiti's 7.2 magnitude earthquake climbed to nearly 1,300 people on Sunday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As the Taliban take control of Afghanistan over the weekend, President Biden continues to vacation as all the achievements for women in Afghanistan evaporated. Any hope of democracy was destroyed after 20 years of U.S. blood, treasure, and lives were invested into Afghanistan. The Biden administration is blaming the intelligence community for the collapse failure in Afghanistan as we're back to 2001's threats all over again. Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California on CNN.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
Retired Brigadier General of the United States Army Anthony Tata on Fox News puts the failure squarely on the Biden administration, not to mention U.S. weapons technology will soon be in the hands of our enemies.
And it's not so much they're using it, though that concerns me, but it's the intelligence exploitation that will happen with Iran and China as they sell it, and even Pakistan. There's a lot of second and third order effects here. The first issue right now is to protect Americans and to make sure that this lack of planning, this lack of due diligence does not lead to significant or any loss of life on Americans. Because the president's first responsibility is to protect American lives and property. Mm-hmm. They wrote off the property.
I'm Lance Pryan. This is USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The hour now on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Hello. Chuck, who's your wife?
Okay. You okay over there?
Thank you for pointing that out, Jennifer. I've just been losing my breath looking at these pictures of Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's the.
Oh, gross. Come on.
Okay, so. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chuck Curry is here with us as well. Chuck has been a part of my morning syndicated programs for 28 or 29 years. He's a fixture, talks about movies, entertainment, DVDs. Do they even have DVDs anymore? That's what I've used for. How do they? They still have DVDs, right, here and there?
Blu-ray is better, but yes, they have DVDs.
Wasn't there some big announcement about Blu-rays this week? Didn't we talk about...
We're talking about 4K Blu-rays and the innovation in this technology of 4K television. So
what is 4K? What does that mean? 4K?
The resolution is clearer. It's a very soap opera type of a look. I said to you the other day, I'd rather watch something in 2K and have more of an original movie feel than this innovation of seeing something ultra clear, almost like you could reach into your TV and touch it.
How do they do that? You're right. The soap operas always seem like there's something different on the screen than if you're watching a procedural, a nighttime show.
They basically just increase the lines of resolution. That's the way it's done. Yeah.
Okay, Trevor. Thank you. Meanwhile, back at the countdown, the story list has been supplanted by the people list, and we're using the people list to base much of our conversation this week, referring to the talkers list, which you can find at either our DJV webpage, djvshow.com, say it again, Doug, djvshow.com, or at talkers.com. Number four on the list, the Cuomo brothers. Sounds like they should be on the road. Well,
they might
Andrew,
be. One of them's got more time now.
So anyway, the quick turnabout with Mr. Cuomo, the governor of New York, is that because they had the goods on him, or is there some other motivation, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think?
I think that maybe he wants to run again, and he thinks that this is maybe the most politically, I don't know, convenient way for him to do that.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing to watch, and if you missed it this week, Andrew Cuomo came out with his lawyer, Rita Glavin, came out and spoke for about 45 minutes with a slideshow talking about how the Attorney General in New York had it wrong with these women, and it wasn't true, and that this was a lot of misinformation that was reported in media frenzy, and yada, yada, yada. And then the governor comes out, and the governor speaks for 15 minutes or so, saying that he's just... old and Italian is basically what his defense was, and that he did this, but it wasn't meant with malice.
It was an anti-apology.
Yeah, it was really strange. It was like he was sort of sorry, but not sorry.
No, he was sorry that he became a victim of the line being moved.
Right, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah,
the line of what's appropriate was moved on him, and he's just a victim of it, and he's sorry that he didn't realize it.
Yeah, and he said, I'm sorry if they were offended. Not like, I'm sorry if I was inappropriate, but I'm sorry if you were offended about it. But in any case, he goes through all that, and then he says, well, the best thing for me to do is resign. So you had an hour of really him defending himself, his lawyer defending him, and then he was out. And I think that took a lot of people by surprise. Many people thought he was just going to dig in and fight it. But they were very close to impeachment. And if you get impeached in New York, then you don't get to run again. Your political career is sort of over. So I think he made a deal saying, I'll just get out now. There's also some criminal investigations underway, and many of the talking heads and the experts say that if anything comes out of the criminal investigations, they might just be a couple of misdemeanors, but certainly that probably has to be part of his decision too.
I got a question though. Where does this leave Chris Cuomo over at CNN? Obviously for the short term, he has to pretty much disappear. I would assume.
Yeah.
I tuned in a Less You Nice he was not
if
on.
If they have any credibility in CNN.
Now, that was a pre-planned vacation for legitimately, and they never have pre-planned vacations, but this happened to be one. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when he comes back. But, you know, one of the things I think is kind of ruining it for him and his credibility, not only did he have his brother on and not really ask any tough questions, but he was also advising him all the way through this process. And I think he's got to be really open about it. I mean, not a lot of people are watching Chris Cuomo's show anyway, but I think he's got to be open about it, and I think maybe the most fair thing is if he interviews his brother, right, does that first interview and asks him some really hard questions, and I think maybe...
I would be stunned if that ever materialized.
Me too.
Did you love our mom and dad? That would be a good question.
Right.
How is it growing up with me...
Well, I mean, it's a bad look. They were yucking it up with a big Q-tip. Meanwhile, you've got 9 to 14,000 people who are dying in nursing homes because of some of his decision-making. You've got these sexual allegations. Remember a year ago at this time, he was like a hero. Everybody thought he was great. He was getting Emmys. I mean, it's a really fast fall from grace.
All right, so that takes care of the Cuomo boys. Now we got another Italian-American, Tony Fauci. So is that, should I have... How, let's see, what national, DeSantis, what is that? What kind of is that?
Italian to me.
Is that Italian?
Yeah. Italian to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Maybe the opposite works, Bill.
Well, Pelosi, I'm looking at the list here. Giuliani, listen to this. Giuliani, Pelosi, Fauci, DeSantis, and Biden. No. Okay, so let's get serious. Or do we need to with Dr. Fauci? Is anybody taking him seriously anymore? Number three on the list, but I haven't. Who said anything about what he has said this week? It's pretty much the same old mantra, isn't it? Why would we spend time?
Yeah, I think the one thing that he said this week is he hopes that kids are okay with all the masking. I mean, I hope that too, but I don't know. I've really just moved away from Fauci. I think that he is corrupt. I think he knows exactly where this virus came from. I think he doesn't want to say it because he is trying to protect himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I've just kind of signed off on the Fauci worship, but I know a lot of people still listen to what he has to say.
Right. All right, I know you listen to Ron DeSantis. He's the governor of Florida, and Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. They're sort of sticking, poking a stick in Biden's eye. It just seems that DeSantis came out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden he's running for president. I don't know much about him. Is he doing a good job as governor of Florida?
Well, he was in the military.
Was he a congressman?
I think he played baseball, and then think there was some military stuff, and then he was a congressman, and now he's the governor. He's he's like my age. He's very young. Mm-hmm. Not that I'd like to say I'm young, but, you know, for relatively what he's done, he's I think, 42, 43, something like that. So,
that young.
Yeah, so I know, but I don't think he's come from nowhere. It's not like he just woke up one day and was governor. I mean, he has had a pretty big history in the state. And look, some people think that he's trying to be anti-vax or anti-mask. I feel like we have given up. A lot of this country is about freedom, and how quickly people have gone down the path of just doing what the government tells you is really, I think it's disturbing. I think
more than
DeSantis,
disturbing. It's pretty un-American.
Yeah, I mean, all DeSantis and Greg Abbott, for that matter, in Texas are saying is, we're not going to mandate things. If you want to put your kid in a mask, that's great. If you want to get the vaccine, that's great. It's not like they're not available in the state of Florida. It's not like they're not selling masks or the vaccine in Florida. It's just the mandate. That mandate word is I don't know, I think it's frightening. And people have given up so much of their personal freedoms for what? So that people don't get sick? Have we ever acted this crazy with the flu? Did we ever act this crazy with the swine flu or the bird flu? I mean, people have lost
their
minds.
Well, we don't
have
the kind of
communication. And I'm not saying it's not serious, because I think it is. But
the connection hasn't existed here before when this sort of thing has developed. Now, it's constant on these news cable channels, whether you have news alerts on your device. Who's crazy enough to have news alerts on their device? All it does is, look at this man, get everybody all worked up, breaking news. And, the breaking news doesn't pass the test of real breaking news anymore. It's a nonsensical phrase that gets used to hopefully attract attention of viewers or listeners. And it's a nonsensical term. Means nothing anymore. Let's stick with DeSantis for a second, though, because he's sending around rapid response teams to fight the surge all over the state. He says it's the most effective treatment that we have encountered. Why is this great?
He's using antibodies. So instead of mandating everything.
The monoclonal
and just
antibodies
saying,
that
good luck,
Trump
get
cut.
Your vaccine. Yeah, but he's taking he's actually taking people with the antibody treatment and taking it to the people. So many times when people get sick, they're afraid to go to the hospital because they think it's lights out because of all the terror that has been struck on us with the mainstream news media. So I think it's great. You take that into the community. The fact that there are treatments and therapeutics for COVID should not be overlooked. There are things that you can do. Ivermectin has been really successful. The antibodies, remdesivir, all of that stuff has really helped people. It saved my mom. Remdesivir made an immediate turnaround for her when she was hospitalized with COVID. So there's stuff that we can do, and I'm glad to see that the governor's mobilizing it, because people in my state aren't talking about the treatments. They're just talking about the mandates.
Well, they're talking about the political.
But I got a question. I got a question for you. Why not But in this case, I understand what you're saying, but why not err on the side of caution where you have elementary school children who do not have the ability to be vaccinated? Why not? What is the issue for them to wear a mask and to have some form of protection in a classroom? What is the harm? Why such a hard line that he draws? You tell me.
Well, I think first of all, the hard line is that the schools can make yeah. their decisions. So that's number one, what's appropriate. And parents can decide what's appropriate. So I think that's freedom
but
and that's liberty.
But he has also threatened defunding
with mandates.
Lowering salary on certain schools. Right,
because I feel like that is an unconstitutional thing that they're trying to do when it comes to mandates. But when it comes to masks, I would say this, Chuck, we don't know what the impact is on this. Yeah. We don't know. We know that RSV, which is a virus that kids get very commonly, is hugely on the rise. Kids are getting sick with things that are not COVID. Maybe they're counting it as COVID, but it's this virus because their masks are dirty, they're breathing in bad air. We don't know if they're communicating well with their teacher yet. We're not going to know the impact of masking on kids until this is all over. And will it ever be over? I mean, are we protecting them? And do the masks really even work? Depending on the scientists you talk to, sometimes people will say they do.
Up and down and sideways. All right, 46 yeah. past the hour. Countdown Extra coming up next.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, on the people list, Joe Biden's at the top. We don't need to spend any time on him. Here's the story of John Henry Ramirez, who's scheduled to be put to death in Texas next month. His attorney has filed a federal lawsuit against prison officials for allowing his pastor to lay his hands on him. You getting this? This guy's dying, and he's suing his minister or the state because they allowed his minister to put his hands on him in trying to make him feel better. This is the pastor of the Second Baptist Church in Corpus Christi. I thought, when I saw that, that's one of the craziest things that I've ever heard. The guy's going to be, he's going to be put to death, and he's suing the state for allowing the minister to put his hands on him. Does that seem kind of strange to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems kind of strange to me. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here. Talk Radio Roundup, 10 before the hour.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life.
Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time now for us, you and me, to check the top items from the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time here. Victoria Keelan is off for a couple of days, so it's up to me to go through the top five. Let's see how I can do with all this responsibility on my shoulders. Let's see how I do. Number five this week, Yelp added a couple of features that allow businesses to show customers their corona vaccine requirements. Users will be able to see whether proof of vaccination is required to visit a participating business or if the business staff is fully vaccinated. Businesses will be able to activate the features via their Yelp for Business account. Company says it will proactively monitor businesses' Yelp pages to help protect them from backlash after displaying their vaccine policies. Yelp says that since January, they've placed more than 100 unusual activity alerts on pages in response to businesses gaining attention for their virus health and safety practices, including those companies that require vaccines. Get a lot of that going on now, right? They've removed 4,500 reviews that have violated the company's content policies. Big picture on this, as the Delta continues to spread, more corporations and more local governments are putting policies in place to protect employees and customers. So that's something, if you want to check out the business to find out whether they're requiring vaccines, and you check out Yelp. I guess that's how that works. Number four on our list of the top five items this week from the world of technology, Ford's F-150, hit by the global semiconductor shortage, And now the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle seeing serious delays as well, 6 weeks or more. So if you were supposed to get your vehicle between July and October, forget about it. I guess that's pretty much the bottom line. Ford held back some 4,500 cars, actually back in March, because of quality problems. And now they're holding them back because they can't get the chips. Those of you seen the Mach-E, it's not a Mark. The Mark is a Lincoln, but the Mach is a Mustang. I've seen them, and I don't like them. I think they're ugly. They don't look like a Mustang at all, but they seem to be popular.
Yeah, they're kind of awkward looking.
Yeah, they don't look like a Mustang. They look like a Ford. A little weird. Okay, number three, Amazon is going to pay you up to $1,000 in damages if you buy defective products from this. I think this is the big story of the week, frankly. They're finally admitting that, and finally is appropriate here because they've been getting complaints for Jay. Do you ever buy stuff on Amazon that's junk and try to send it back, whether they make it or whether they sell it for somebody else?
Yeah, I have before. Or you get something that is just completely the wrong item. Like you ordered a dish towel and you get a stapler.
That sounds like love. Anyway, this is going to apply to all products sold on Amazon.com, regardless of who sells them. So if you wanted to, if you had a problem in the past, you had to file a claim, you had to go to the seller, and then there's all kinds of other stuff. So Amazon customer service realizes that this is better for them all the way around, and that's why they're doing it. Not because it's better for you, but because it's better for them. But at any rate, if you are one of those people, I buy maybe a book or two a year from Amazon, and that's about it. Once in a while I buy something, not anything serious, because I like to go to the store. I want to help the store that's selling things. I guess that maybe is an age thing as much as anything else. You think that's it, Jay? That older people go to the store and they're loyal and younger people just buy online?
No, I think maybe once upon a time it was going in that direction. But I know a lot of people my age and younger that would prefer to actually go to stores, and especially they like to make it a point to go to like mom and pop shops.
Yeah, good. All right, number two on the tech list this week. Majority of doctors say the pandemic forced their organization to make tech upgrades that normally would have taken years. Healthcare has typically moved at a cautious pace when it comes to upgrading their technology. This COVID thing has changed a lot. Mostly the kind of things that the telehealth stuff, biggest changes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program, has said that his use has gone up 42% or 43%, he reckons, of people wanting to talk to him, so they do the Zoom thing, the telehealth thing. So that's what that's all about. Number one on Tech Talk this week is the Delta data problem. We become more reliant on data coming from other countries, from other drug companies about the vaccine's effectiveness. Officials here in our country growing frustrated with the lack of internal visibility into data being collected by the government, particularly as they try to deal with the spread of Delta. Nothing surprising about that. Too much government. They're clumsy, falling all over themselves. All right, that's it. 59.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.